Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's learn something new today.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Are you ready for some fun? Today's topic is news.
And the title of our lesson is Everyone Needs Babies. Everyone needs babies. Marie, I have an interesting question to ask you. So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years? Well, I see myself married to a wonderful, loving husband. Hopefully by then, I'll have at least one baby. How about you? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, I'm still young. I want to travel, see the world, meet new people, try new things.
Oh, well, that's great. But do you ever think about having kids?
I guess, but that can wait.
Well, I can't wait to have children. I want to have a beautiful family and have at least two kids.
Well, you know what, Marie? You will be a great mom one day. I know it. But today we will have an important lesson about having babies and how that affects our country.
That's right. And before we learn about it, we have to go to Christina because she has to tell us our keywords for today.
Hello, 今天的主题是生育率太低的问题。作者说到，很多国家孩子生的都不够多。Many countries don't have enough babies. 名词国家就是 country, 它的复数要字尾去 y 加 ies, 变成 countries。因为小孩子长大之后可以成为国家的劳动生产者，是生力军，所以生孩子很重要。Most babies grow up to become workers. 动词 grow 就是成长或生长。国家有多一点可以工作的人口，那这样人民的生活才可能比较容易轻松。形容词 easy 可以表示容易轻松的。People's lives become easier.如果生育率太低，国家就会慢慢的高龄化。The country slowly becomes older. 副词 slowly 表示慢慢的。还有国家的公共服务和建设都是由工作赚钱的年轻人缴税买单的。所以不生孩子将来就没有买单的年轻人咯。Younger working people pay for those services.形容词 young 是年轻的，它的比较级 younger 表示比较年轻的。但是养孩子很贵啊， children are expensive. 名词小孩或儿童就是 child, 它的复数是 children. 所以你觉得该怎么解决这些问题呢？
Hello, this is Taylor with LTE TV News Report. Babies are great and lots of fun. We all love babies and we need babies too. Many countries don't have enough of them. That's a big problem. Most babies grow up to become workers. As the number of workers grows, a country can produce more things. That often means people's lives become easier and more comfortable.
Well, this will be an important... Hey, Marie, what are you thinking about?
Oh, I'm thinking about my future family, how many kids I might have, and if I'm going to have a baby boy or a baby girl.
Well, babies are great. They're really cute. We all love babies.
We all love babies. Hey, do you know what we just said? We just said today's...
Calendar phrase!
We all love babies.
We all love babies.
我们都爱小婴儿。
Moms and dads love babies.
We all love babies.
Sisters and brothers love babies.
We all love babies.
Grandmas and grandpas love babies.
We all love babies.But not when they cry.
love babies.
We all love babies.
我们都爱小婴儿。
We all love babies. And when we're talking about our countries, we need babies too.
That's right. So, Peter, what do you mean when you say we need babies?
Well, many countries don't have enough of them. That's a big problem. Let's talk about this word country a little bit more. Marie, what country are you from?
Well, I am from America. And I've traveled all over America and to other countries too, like Japan, Korea, England, and Germany.
That's great. I have lived in different countries. I've lived in the Philippines. I've lived in Guatemala. These are different countries.
So, friends, what country are you from? What country or countries have you traveled to? Tell a friend about it.
So, most babies grow up to become workers. Christina grew up to be a wonderful teacher. And here she is to tell us more about this sentence.
大部分的婴儿会长大成为国家的劳动的主力。Most babies grow up to become workers. 我们先说片语 grow up, 它是长大的意思。当我们说 grow up to become 什么的时候，表达长大成为一个什么样的人。比如 he will grow up to become a great singer. 他长大会成为一名伟大的歌手。或者 I want to grow up to become a model. 我长大想要成为一名模特儿。另外有一点要注意的就是 grow 的动词三态。它是 grow, grew, grown, 不规则的时态变化。
Thanks, Christina. Now all babies have to grow up. They grow up to become doctors. They grow up to become police officers. They grow up to become moms and dads.
Right. And as the number of workers grow, a country can produce more things. That means people's lives become easier and more comfortable.
Easier? Peter, how are our lives easier than the people who grew up hundreds of years ago?
Well, in many ways, we have Let's Talk in English, we have technology, we have many things. And we also have part two. Friends, let's go to that right now.
As long as a country has enough babies, it can grow. But without enough babies, a country slowly becomes older. This is a problem too. Many countries provide services for their people, like health care and pensions. These services are mostly paid for by younger working people. But they are mostly used by older people who aren't working anymore. Without enough young people, countries can't pay for these things.
As long as a country has enough babies, it can grow. But without enough babies, a country slowly becomes older.
Slowly, this is a good word. Marie, do you walk slowly?
No, I walk pretty fast.
Do you drive slowly?
No, I always go the speed limit. Driving too slowly can be dangerous. Well, let's get back to our lesson. Babies slowly become adults. It takes years to become an adult. You have to learn things, you have to grow, and you have to learn how to be on your own. It takes time.
Right, and we learn without enough babies, a country slowly becomes older. And this is a problem for many countries.
Yeah, and we also learn that many countries provide services for their people, like health care and pensions. These services are mostly paid for by younger working people.
Marie, you said a great word, younger. Friends, did you know that I am younger than Marie?
Hey, well, not by that much. Well, when I think of this word, I think of my brother and sister. I have a younger brother and a younger sister.
So that makes you the older sister. I have one older brother. He's 2 years older than me.
Wow. Well, in our lesson, the word younger means young people. People in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. These people are mostly used by older people who aren't working anymore.
So, without enough young people, countries can't pay for important things.
I think that means we need to have kids. And when I say we, I mean our generation. Our children can change the world for the better.
That's right. Well, that's a very important thing to think about. Friends, think about that during this short break. We'll be back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we're talking about kids and babies. And, well, they are expensive, aren't they?
Yes, they are. You have to pay for a lot of things. You have to feed them. You have to change them. It's a lot of work.
That's right. Well, there's a lot of expenses, but we're worth it, right? I think our parents think we're worth it.
Yes, we are. And so are you guys. All right, let's continue. Here's part three.
Countries are dealing with these problems in different ways. Many countries are encouraging people to have more babies. Children are expensive, so some countries give families extra money. Sometimes countries need to change rules so it is easier for mothers to study and work. Other countries are encouraging immigrants to come from other places. How do you think this problem should be solved? Thank you for watching LTE TV News Report. See you.
So, Marie, how do you deal with the problem?
Well, it depends what the problem is. If I am having a problem with a friend or a family member, I will talk with them. Or if someone else has a problem with something, I will try and help them.
Well, we all have to deal with problems, and countries do too. Countries are dealing with these problems in different ways.
That's right. And here is Christina to tell us more about this sentence. Hello, Christina.
对于低生育率，很多国家都以不同的方式来处理这个问题。Countries are dealing with these problems in different ways. 片语 deal with 就是处理、面对的意思，后面可以接事情或问题。比如说 ，It's hard to deal with the problem. 这个问题很难处理。这句话也可以说成 ，This problem is hard to deal with. 再来看一句 ，The doctor will help you deal with cancer. 医生会帮助你对付癌症。最后一句。We have a lot of problems to deal with. 我们有很多的问题要处理。
Thanks, Christina. So, how are these countries dealing with these problems?
Well, many countries are encouraging people to have more babies.
Well, that's very interesting, but we all know children are expensive, right?
Yes, they are.But children are worth it, like you said before, and children are young people. You can say a mother has 4 beautiful children. The children play on the playground together.
And this word children is more than one. If we're talking about one, we use the word child. The child is playing on the playground.
Children are expensive.So some countries give families extra money. Sometimes countries need to change rules so it is easier for mothers to study and work.
Well, now I'm curious. When you have children, do you plan on being a mother and working at the same time?
That is a very good question. Well, I think for the first couple of years, I want to stay home and take care of my child or children. I don't want to miss his or her first steps. And eventually, I would like to continue to work. I guess we'll see what happens.
Well, countries are also encouraging immigrants to come to their countries. This is another way to solve this problem. Well, think about this problem and the way to solve it, but right now it's time for our keywords. Let's review together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Country. Country. Jeff has visited 25 countries.
Grow. Grow. The baby grows every day.
Easy. Easy. That test was easy.
Slowly. Slowly. The rain slowly stopped.
Young. Young. The younger dog is black.
Child. Child. Her child is playing outside. All right, friends, those are the key words. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Hello, this is Taylor with LTE TV News Report. Babies are great and lots of fun. We all love babies, and we need babies too. Many countries don't have enough of them. That's a big problem. Most babies grow up to become workers. As the number of workers grows, a country can produce more things. That often means people's lives become easier and more comfortable. As long as a country has enough babies, it can grow. But without enough babies, a country slowly becomes older. This is a problem, too. Many countries provide services for their people, like health care and pensions. These services are mostly paid for by younger, working people. But they are mostly used by older people who aren't working anymore. Without enough young people, countries can't pay for these things. Countries are dealing with these problems in different ways. Many countries are encouraging people to have more babies. Children are expensive, so some countries give families extra money. Sometimes countries need to change rules so it is easier for mothers to study and work. Other countries are encouraging immigrants to come from other places. How do you think this problem should be solved? Thank you for watching LTE TV News Report. See you.
Ginger, what is going on? Why are these babies here?
I love babies.
Everyone loves babies, but...
So, I'm having a baby party.
Where did all these babies come from?
Their mothers!
Very funny.
Yeah, I'm taking care of these babies today.
You're babysitting?
Yes, isn't it wonderful?
Well, they are cute, but can you change their diapers?
No.
Can you feed them?
No.
What will you do when they cry?
I'll cry too! Stop crying,
baby! Don't cry.
hate studying. It hurts my brain.
What? You need to catch a train?
No! How can you study when you can't hear me?
Yes, you can be stung by an ant or a bee.
No! Look, while you places, there's this problem.
Oh, I understand. You need Super Sentence Man.
I am Super Sentence Man. Super Sentence Man is here. The sentence you are looking for is, as long as something, give it a try.
Right. As long as you are listening to music, you can't hear me.
Super. As long as you are listening to music, you can't hear me. How about you give it a try?
What? No, there's nothing I want to buy.
Nope. I mean, can you try a super sentence?
Oh, sure. How about, as long as you're stressed out, you won't be able to study for the test.
Super! As long as you are stressed out, you won't be able to study for the test. Now, does anyone else have one?
Well, I guess as long as we are here, we can try another super sentence.
As long as we are here, we can try another super sentence. Ah, smart. Hey, now I have one for you too.
Thanks, Super Sentence Man. I do need to tie my shoe.
I do need to tie my shoe. That's not what I said. Here it is. As long as you use a super sentence every day, you will make your English great.
Thanks, Super Sentence Man.
Now you two, get back to studying.
You know, my brain does feel a lot better.
Well, you can write your letter, but I'm going to study. Well, now today many people are having less children. They prefer to work and just have one or two kids. But this is causing a problem, and our countries need to think about it.
That's right. And I think one of the reasons we are having less children is because women want to work. They want to get out there, and they don't have a problem supporting themselves, right?
And these are big questions to think about, so make sure to talk about them with a friend. Well, we'll see you again for another great show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.